Welcome listeners to another enriching episode of A Beginner's Guide to AI, hosted by your guide, Professor Jephardt, from Argo.Berlin. Today, we delve into an enthralling exploration at the intersection of cinematic fiction and technological reality. Our journey takes us through the neo-noir vistas of Blade Runner, a film that not only captivated audiences with its visual artistry and complex storytelling, but also posed profound questions about artificial intelligence, consciousness, and what it truly means to be human. Blade Runner, based on Philip K. Dick's novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, introduces us to a dystopian future where bioengineered beings called replicants are virtually indistinguishable from humans. These replicants are designed for menial and dangerous labor in off-world colonies, yet they seek freedom and meaning in their existence, challenging the boundaries between human and machine. This episode aims to unpack the layered themes of Blade Runner and its implications for our understanding of AI. We'll explore the film's influence on public and academic perceptions of AI, and how it serves as a lens through which we view the evolving relationship between humanity and technology. We will also dissect the Turing test as depicted in the film, a method proposed by Alan Turing to determine a machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to, or indistinguishable from, that of a human. Through our discussion, we aim to illuminate the philosophical and ethical dimensions of artificial intelligence. How do we define consciousness and sentience? Can a machine possess genuine emotions, or are these simply simulations? What responsibilities do we hold as creators of such advanced technologies? These are just a few of the questions we'll explore today. So, buckle up as we embark on this thought-provoking journey, bridging the realms of science fiction and scientific possibility to better understand the profound narrative of Blade Runner and its enduring impact on the discourse surrounding AI. Join us as we explore how this cinematic masterpiece continues to challenge and inspire the ways we think about technology, identity, and the very essence of human experience. Today, we dive deep into the essence of artificial intelligence as depicted through the visionary lens of Blade Runner, focusing particularly on the Turing test and its implications. The Turing test, named after mathematician and computer scientist Alan Turing, proposes that a machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to, or indistinguishable from, that of a human, constitutes a form of artificial intelligence. Let's start by unpacking what the Turing test is. Simply put, it involves a human judge engaging in a natural language conversation with a machine and another human without seeing them. If the judge cannot reliably tell the machine from the machine is said to have passed the Turing test. This test hinges on the machine's ability to produce responses indistinguishable from those a human would give. However, Blade Runner introduces a more nuanced version of this test, focusing not just on intelligence but on empathy and emotional responses, which it suggests might be the true markers of humanity. The film's Voight-Kampff test measures physiological responses like heart rate and eye movement in response to emotionally provocative questions. This test is designed to trigger and measure empathy, distinguishing humans from replicants who are assumed to lack this capacity. Consider this question from the Voight-Kampff test. You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm. How do you react? This question might seem simple at first glance, but it's carefully crafted to elicit a spontaneous emotional response, which could be fear, disgust, or curiosity. The human response might vary significantly based on personal experiences, emotional state, and even cultural background. In analyzing this question, we explore how an AI like a replicant would handle such a scenario. Replicants, engineered for specific tasks, might not inherently understand the fear or discomfort humans might feel from a wasp unless those responses were specifically programmed into them. This highlights a crucial aspect of AI development, the challenge of encoding complex human emotions and reactions into a machine. The implications of this are profound. If a machine can mimic not only the intellectual responses of humans, but their emotional responses as well, what does that mean for the concept of sentience? Blade Runner suggests that the ability to experience emotions could be as crucial to AI as cognitive abilities. Why is this significant? It challenges the traditional boundaries we draw around human exclusive traits such as empathy, self-awareness, and the capacity for ethical reasoning. If replicants or any advanced AI can genuinely experience emotions, should they be afforded the same rights and considerations as humans? Furthermore, Blade Runner proposes a future where these distinctions between human and machine blur, leading us to question our ethical responsibilities as creators of such technologies. Should we design AI that can feel pain or joy? What moral obligations do we have towards beings that can suffer or experience happiness, even if they're made of circuits rather than flesh? As we explore these questions, it becomes clear that the Turing test and its adaptations in Blade Runner are not just about technological capability, but about understanding the essence of what it means to be alive. This exploration is not merely academic, it affects the future of technology, ethics, law, and fundamental human rights. Through today's discussion, we'll delve further into these themes, considering how the evolving capabilities of AI might transform our world, the legal system, and our philosophical frameworks. Join us as we navigate this complex terrain, aiming to gain a deeper understanding of artificial intelligence not just as a technological feat, but as a philosophical and ethical inquiry. In this segment, we examine a compelling case study that ties directly to our discussion on Blade Runner and the Turing test, the development of the AI, GPT-4, by OpenAI. GPT-4 is an advanced language model designed to understand and generate human-like text based on the input it receives. This case study not only showcases real-world applications of concepts discussed in The Blade Runner, but also highlights the current capabilities and ethical considerations of AI technologies that mimic human-like understanding and interactions. GPT-4's design allows it to engage in conversations, answer questions, and even simulate certain aspects of human thought processes. For instance, when provided with prompts similar to those in the Turing test, GPT-4 can generate responses that might seem indistinguishable from those a human would give. This capability brings us closer to the fictional world of Blade Runner, where the line between human and machine becomes blurred. A key aspect of our case study focuses on an experiment where GPT-4 was used to simulate a conversation between a human and an AI to see if observers could determine which was which. The experiment's results were fascinating, as many participants were unable to reliably identify the AI-generated responses, thus echoing the challenges posed by the Turing test. However, this raises significant ethical questions. If an AI can mimic human responses so well, what does this mean for our understanding of authenticity and truth in communication? Moreover, how do we address the potential for such technology to be misused, such as in creating misleading or false narratives? The case of GPT-4 also prompts a discussion on the emotional capabilities of AI. While GPT-4 and similar technologies can mimic the form of human emotion in text, they do not experience these emotions as humans do. This distinction is crucial and ties back to the Blade Runner's exploration of what it means for an AI to possess emotions or empathy. This real-world example helps us appreciate the nuances of AI development and the philosophical, ethical, and practical challenges that arise as these technologies become more integrated into our daily lives. As we continue our exploration, we keep these questions at the forefront, guiding our understanding of what AI can do and what it means for the future of human-machine interaction. To further engage with today's thought-provoking discussion on artificial intelligence as portrayed in Blade Runner, I invite you to join our newsletter at argoberlin.com/newsletter. This resource is packed with insightful tips and tricks for those beginning their journey in understanding AI. By subscribing, you'll receive updates and deep dives into AI concepts and applications that can enhance your knowledge and inspire further exploration in this fascinating field. Whether you're a seasoned tech enthusiast or a curious newcomer, our newsletter serves as a valuable tool to stay informed and engaged with the latest developments in AI. Join us, and let's continue this journey of discovery together. For our interactive segment today, I encourage you to delve deeper into the ethical implications of AI as discussed. Reflect on the following question: if advanced AIs like the replicants in a Blade Runner were real and could pass the Turing test by exhibiting emotional responses, should they be granted rights similar to humans? Consider the philosophical and ethical dimensions of such a scenario. Additionally, as a bit of homework, I recommend reading the paper Artificial Intelligence and Life in 2030, produced by Stanford University as part of the 100-year study on artificial intelligence. This report provides a comprehensive overview of the likely impacts of AI technologies on a typical North American city over the next 15 years, which will further enrich your understanding of the practical and ethical considerations we've discussed today. As we conclude today's episode, let's revisit the key insights we've explored through the lens of Blade Runner and its portrayal of AI and the Turing test. We delve deep into the implications of AI that not only mimic human intelligence but also exhibit emotional responses, challenging our perceptions of what it means to be truly sentient. We discussed how the Turing test, particularly its adaptation in Blade Runner, serves as a pivotal framework for evaluating AI's likeness to human thought and emotion. Our exploration raised critical questions about the ethical boundaries of AI development, particularly concerning the rights and treatment of entities that could one day exhibit human-like consciousness and emotions. Through the case study of GPT-4, we saw how current AI technologies are inching closer to these fictional scenarios, prompting us to think about our responsibilities as creators and users of such technologies. Remember, the concepts of empathy, emotional capacity, and ethical consideration are not just academic exercises, they are essential components of the ongoing dialogue between technology and humanity as we strive to understand and shape the future of AI. As we close out today's exploration into the essence of AI through Blade Runner, I leave you with a thought-provoking quote from the film that encapsulates the core of our discussion. "More human than human is our motto." This line, spoken by Dr. Eldon Tyrell, the creator of the replicants, challenges us to think about what it means to be human in a world where artificial entities might not only emulate but surpass human emotional and intellectual capacities. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Your engagement allows us to dive deep into enriching topics and continue bringing you insightful discussions like today's. Thank you for tuning into the Beginner's Guide to AI, and we look forward to welcoming you back in future episodes.